Hundreds of people are camped out in a dusty lot on a desert airport in California. They've come to see what they say will be a bit of history, this morning's launch of the first privately funded spaceship. The craft won't reach orbit, but it will try to fly to an impressive altitude of 60 miles, where the blue line of the horizon separates the blackness of space from the Earth below. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Some brought tents, others drove large RVs. One man had an air mattress for the back of his car. Most wanted to go to space. Each had their reasons. This man sat by his camper in the afternoon sun as the wind howled.
My name is TJ Hunter. I'm from Columbia, California. And if I could go to space, I've got at least a very specific person I'd like to drop a large rock on from orbit. Maybe two of them.
Nearby, Roger Samdahl sat in a folding chair reading a Tom Clancy book, drinking a glass of scotch. He said he's too old to want to go to space himself. He's a retired engineer and came to admire the spaceship.
It may really be a breakthrough. It may not. It may just be one of those things that happens and never makes it any further than that. But if it is a breakthrough, I'd certainly like to be here when it starts.
Samdahl says he's a longtime fan of the man who pioneered this project, Burt Rutan.
I love coming down here and looking at the toys he's able to build. Great respect for the guy.
Rutan's craft, called Spaceship One, is a rocket plane with broad wings so it can glide back to Earth. Rutan built it with just a handful of engineers out of ultralight material. The effort is being backed by Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen, but at an estimated $20 million, it's cheap by NASA standards.
He's able to do the things all of us would like to do. He can put together the money, he can get the backing, and just build the world's most wonderful toys. He's a real icon to follow.
Rutan doesn't often speak to the press, preferring to work in secret. One reporter said she had tried for a year to get an interview. But on this occasion, Rutan did address the cameras. Rutan spoke in an auditorium packed with journalists. They sat in rows of seats that had been taken from commercial airplanes, complete with recliner buttons.
I've been to two goat ropings in a county fair, and I've never seen anything like this. I didn't realize there were this many cameras in Mojave. Are some of you guys from out of town?
They were. Rutan is tall and thin, with mutton chops that are grayer than his salt-and-pepper hair. He said the upcoming high-altitude flight was just the first step in a new space age.
We're heading to orbit sooner than you think, and we know it's crucial to dramatically reduce the costs. And so, hold on. The next 25 years will be a wild ride.
Behind Rutan stood Mike Melville, the pilot who will try to fly to the edge of space. Melville is 62 years old and stood quietly in a blue jumpsuit. The man who might soon become an astronaut.
Mike has flown 8 Spaceship One flights, including the first captive carry and the first glide flight. He flew the most recent powered flight in May, achieving an altitude of 212,000 feet and almost 2.5 times the speed of sound during vertical ascent. Damn, that must have been fun.
Rutan was asked if he was nervous about the upcoming test, and he said no. Yesterday, he said if you'd come by the hangar, the lights would have been out. We're ready to fly, he said. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Mojave, California.